Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. So much has happened this week that it's going to be difficult to report on all of it during this short program, and so I'd like to just concentrate on the more important developments, important for you, important for the country, important for the world. Now, you have all heard about the G20 meeting and the fact that the leaders got together and showed their smiling faces and proclaimed victory and progress. But many commentators have already pointed out that they have accomplished absolutely nothing. But the one interesting development was that President Obama pretty much gave everything to the French-German engine, so to speak. Angela Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy, or Sarkozy, or as they call him over there in Europe, Sarkozy. And Der Spiegel Online reported about that fact that Mr. Obama gave in completely and compromised. And of course, he is being called upon as being now a builder of bridges, but in fact he has given everything to the European demands. And the interesting thing is that he made a comment in a town hall meeting in Strasbourg in France today, saying that America doesn't realize the leading role of Europe in the world. And maybe this gives you a little bit of a clue why Mr. Obama gave in so much to German-French demands, who are, of course, the countries leading Europe. But I'd like to concentrate a little bit today on what is happening in North Korea. The fact that North Korea is trying to launch a satellite, and some say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Why should we be so concerned? Why should America, as they have been doing, send warships into the region? Why is Japan concerned and other countries? Well, let me read to you from an article which former House Speaker Newt Gingrich just published. He said that this is a real threat that has been all but ignored. On February 3, Iran launched a communication satellite into orbit. At this very moment, North Korea is threatening to do the same. A rocket that can carry a satellite into orbit also can drop a nuclear warhead over any location on the planet in less than 45 minutes. Far too many timid or uninformed sources maintain that a single launch of a missile poses no true threat to the United States. In fact, one small nuclear weapon can destroy the United States by maximizing the effect of the resultant electromagnetic pulse upon detonation, which is called EMP. That is a byproduct of detonating an atomic bomb above the Earth's atmosphere. When a nuclear weapon is detonated in space, the gamma rays emitted trigger a massive electrical disturbance in the upper atmosphere. Moving at the speed of light, this overload will short out all electrical equipment, power grids, and delicate electronics on the Earth's surface. In fact, it would only take 1 to 3 weapons exploding above the continental United States to wipe out our entire grid and transportation network. He goes on to say, within weeks after such an attack, tens of millions of Americans would perish. The impact has been likened to a nationwide Hurricane Katrina. Some studies estimate that 90% of all Americans might very well die in the year after such an attack, as our transportation, food distribution, communications, public safety, law enforcement, and medical infrastructure collapse. 90% of Americans will die. Is that a science fiction scenario or is that a real threat? In light of this, it is almost unbelievable what Defense Secretary Robert Gates stated in a recent interview. He said, the United States can do nothing to stop North Korea from breaking the national law in the next 10 days by firing a missile that is unlikely to be shut down by the United States or its allies. And when he was asked by the interviewer, Chris Wallace, there is nothing we can do about it, he answered, no. I would say we are not prepared to do anything about it. America, the sleeping giant, America totally paralyzed and unwilling to do anything to protect its own security concerns. Did you know, my friends, that the Bible, thousands of years ago, has exactly prophesied that that would happen, that there would be small, weak nations saying we are strong, and that there are nations like the United States of America, these giants who will have lost their pride of their power, and when the trumpet of war sounds, nobody will come up to fight, not because they are conscientious objectors, but because they don't see the need any longer to fight. The willingness to fight is gone. Many former American presidents have told us that America can and will be destroyed if we're not careful from the inside, and then also from the outside. Now, I'm not saying that such a nuclear attack by countries like Iran or North Korea might happen. I'm not saying they won't happen either. I am saying that a much more powerful enemy is out there, and this is not being crystallized yet and has not been impressed itself on the American mind yet, but it's a powerful enemy, which is prepared, or preparing, I should say, perhaps unwillingly now or unknowingly, to launch a nuclear attack against the United States of America. But if you have these smaller attacks ahead of time, and people are already struggling with these catastrophes, you can see how easily the United States can be defeated in war. And the Bible says it's going to happen unless we repent. And as I am saying, if we are doing away with power blocks, which we have used to found these nations, like marriage, and as the Iowa Supreme Court just announced today, marriage is no longer limited to just a man and a woman. How can we possibly expect God to protect us when we are in need of his protection? Now, if Mr. Gates' comments regarding North Korea weren't bad enough, he also added the following comments according to the Jewish press. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told the Financial Times on Wednesday that Israel is unlikely to launch military operations against Iranian nuclear installations this year in a bid to derail the Islamic regime's drive to attain atomic weapons. Now, that's in total contradiction to what Israel has said, what Mr. Netanyahu has said, what Mr. Lieberman has said, but also what voices in the United States have said. For instance, here is the statement by the U.S. commander in the Middle East, General David Petraeus. He said this week that Israel might choose to attack Iran as a move to halt its nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that if the United States doesn't do it, Israel will. Mr. Gates also said that Iran hasn't gotten to the point yet, they haven't crossed the threshold yet for making a nuclear bomb. Now, that's in total contradiction to what, for instance, a military intelligence chief has just said a week ago, that Iran has crossed that threshold. My friends, what kind of inconsistent concepts are we as the United States of America portraying to the world? Not concepts which really increase confidence and trust of our allies towards us. Just the opposite is happening. When the Russian government calls Mr. Obama their comrade, that's something which should wake us up. When we see that in Italy there is a move to a far extreme right, that should wake us up, because they will have tremendous influence in the European Parliament as well. And so we should wake up to the fact that it's actually going to be Europe, the United States of Europe, based on history and based on biblical prophecy, which is going to ultimately start an attack against the United States. That may still sound pretty unreasonable or unreal, but we have prepared several booklets. The one is called Europe and Prophecy. The other one is called The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. And they're on our website, standingwatch.org, and you can read them there for free, and you can also ask us for hard copies for free, and we're happy to send them to you. Just go to standingwatch.org and read our literature. These were written several years ago, but what we are seeing now is exactly in line with what the Bible has prophesied to happen thousands of years ago. So we'll keep you informed about what is happening, and in the meantime, stay tuned, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.